The Vision of Daniel, 70 sevens or 70 weeks. This is the cornerstone of Bible prophecy. None shall want her mate. Seek ye out the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these prophecies shall fail, and none shall want or miss her mate, for my mouth has commanded it, Isaiah 34, verse 16. The mate of a prophecy is its fulfillment. All the prophecies will be fulfilled, as the Lord cannot break his word. Daniel 9:22-27, that's a vision and a prophecy. The angel Gabriel says, I am now come forth to give you skill and understanding, therefore understand the matter and consider the vision. He is saying it is important that you grasp this, Daniel. Daniel 9:24 says, 70 sevens are determined upon your people and upon your holy city to finish transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. So determined means it will happen for sure. 70 weeks are determined to bring in everlasting righteousness. Corruption ends. To seal up the vision and prophecy means that the vision and the prophecy are fulfilled. To anoint the most holy. This is when Jesus will be anointed King of the earth, and this refers to the Lord's second coming at the end of the 70 sevens. Other translations, instead of sevens, write weeks. The Hebrew word for seven is Shavua. This means time frame of seven. Shavua means 7 years or 7 days, which is a week. In this prophecy, it fits 7 years. In Daniel 9, verse 25, it says, know therefore and understand. So, Daniel, you got to understand this. That from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem until the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 sevens. And 62 sevens. The street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous times. Gabriel says, know therefore and understand. Again, the angel Gabriel tells us to comprehend what he's telling us. The going forth of the commandment was in 454 BC. This date is taken from the Ancient History by Charles Rowland at the Harvard University Library. The rebuilding of Jerusalem. Now, King Artaxerxes Longimanus told Nehemiah that he could go and rebuild Jerusalem. To restore and to build Jerusalem shall be 7 sevens. The restoration was finished 7 times 7 or 49 years later in the year 405 BC. Concerning the troublous times, Nehemiah records, our adversary said, we shall slay them and stop the work. Our builders, everyone had his sword girded by his side and so build it. It says in Nehemiah 4:11-18. Then we get to Daniel 9:26. After 62 sevens shall the Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined. After 62 sevens shall the Messiah be cut off. Hence, 62 times 7 is 434 years later, from the year 405 BC. This brings us to the year 29 AD, when the Messiah is cut off or crucified, but not for himself. Crucified not for himself, but the salvation of mankind. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53. A few decades after Jesus, the city and temple were destroyed. And Jerusalem has had no end of war. Now, Jesus was crucified at the age of 33. So why 29 AD? When was Jesus' birth? Our modern calendar that splits time between before Christ, B.C., and A.D., Anno Domino, the year of our Lord, was not created until 525 A.D., when Pope John I asked the monk Dionysius to prepare a standardized calendar for the Western Church and civilization with the birth of Jesus as a starting point. In his calculation, Dionysius was 4 years off and Jesus' birth was 4 BC, as it is also confirmed in other historical writings. The people who understood the 77th prophecy were waiting around the temple for the Messiah. Simeon took him, Jesus, up in his arms and said, "For mine eyes have seen your salvation." And there was Anna, and she coming in spoke of Jesus to all them that looked for redemption in Luke 22, verses 25 to 38. Philip finds Nathanael and says, "Yes, we found him," John 1, 45. 69 sevenths are past. One period of 7 years remains. We know that at the end of this last seven-year period, Jesus returns to be king of the earth. Jesus did not return 7 years after his crucifixion in 36 AD. So all we can do is set these last 7 years afloat on the timeline of world history. We know that at the end of these last 7 years, Jesus will return. But will we know when they start? Now we have 9:27 that says, "He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 7. And in the midst of the seven, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate." Now let's take that verse apart. "He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 7. The "he" refers to the Antichrist, who will confirm the covenant or peace agreement with many, the UN, for 7 years. This agreement is also called the Holy Covenant, Daniel 11, 28 and 30, which shows that it has religious implications. Some points that the peace agreement will most likely include are: Jerusalem becomes an international religious capital for Jews, Muslims and Christians alike. Next point is the Jews will build that third temple in Jerusalem and reinstate daily animal sacrifice according to the book of Leviticus. And next point is a new world currency or credit system will be installed, and local currencies will disappear. Revelations 13, verse 16 and 17. Is possibly the Bitcoin the forerunner of this? Then we will have the introduction of 10 political economic regions, which will go into operation, which is referred to in Revelations 17, 12. Then there'll be a quenching or some kind of peace settlement of the Arab-Israeli issues. And of course, the propaganda to take the RFID chip, the radio frequency identification implant. There's a timeline on top of the page which shows the 77s, which are divided into 7 sevens, 62 sevens, and 1 seven. We know that at the end, Jesus will return as is determined. This last 7 year time period is the most important and helps all the references of the book of Daniel and Revelations concerning the 1260 days, 42 months and 3.5 years, fall perfectly into place, making our puzzle picture complete. Back then, the lunar calendar was used and counts 360 days. 1260 days divided by 360 is 3.5 years. In the middle of the seven, after 3.5 years, and 3.5 years remain, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to stop, and for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate. Now this means that 3.5 years after the peace agreement is signed, he will cause the daily animal sacrifice in the temple to be stopped. And instead, the abomination of desolation is placed. Jesus refers to this abomination When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place or in the temple, he that reads, let him understand. Jesus admonishes us to understand, for then shall be great tribulation. Matthew 24:15-21. The tribulation period is the second half of the last 7 years. 3.5 years, and it is cited 8 times in the Bible, in Daniel 7:25, 9:27, and 12:7, in Revelations 11:2 and 3, in 12:6 and 14, and in chapter 13:5. What is an abomination? Jesus tells us that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Luke 16:15. Highly esteemed among men is science, or producing an AI android or robot that can function as a human being. This abomination of Daniel is the same as the image of the beast or of the Antichrist in Revelations chapter 13. We will be forced to worship that talking puppet as our new creator, and that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. That is Revelations 13:14-15. Can you see why this scientific triumphant success is an abomination, an outrageous atrocity in the sight of God? God gave his life while this AI puppet demands our worship, else it will give us the death sentence. In the very end, the Antichrist will press the red button for nuclear war. However, in the world's darkest hour, the light of the world bursts forth. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, which are nuclear war after effects, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And his angels shall gather together his elect from the four winds of heaven, from one end to the other. Matthew 24:29-31. At johanpeters.in you find 65 plus pamphlets like these on all kinds of subjects. You can choose from 9 books. Other sites sell my books, but at johanpeters.in all downloads are free. There'll be no cookies and no information requests, so we can pass it on.